We have developed the Live at the Vineyards event into a really special culinary event. We've got 20 restaurants there and invite people in to just walk around and sample a lot of things. And I think some of the restaurants that we invite are kind of excited about it too. Jack's Fish House and Oyster Bar has been a part of the Balustrade Vineyards event for years. Their executive chef, Sheila Lucero, joins us in studio. Good morning, Sheila.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us. The story of Jack's is you're kind of making your mark here in the on the Front Range, and you're not newcomers at it. Jack's has been around for a little while.
Yeah, the original Jack's is 20 years old in Boulder, and shortly after we opened Jack's Denver 18 years ago.
This is kind of before sustainable was a story.
Yeah. It's something we practice every day for sure. And now it's a buzzword.
Now, Jack's, you said the name came from New Orleans?
Yeah, there was a brewery there, Jack's Brewery, no longer operating, but the name stuck with our owner, Dave, and it's now our restaurant name.
Well, yeah, it's right in Jackson Square,
yeah.
As a matter of fact, overlooking the river.
That's right.
Okay, yeah. But we're with Sheila Lucero, Jack's Fish House and Oyster Bar, part of the Balustrade Live at the Vineyards event with a New Orleans theme. And so what do you have for us this year? What have the minds of Jack's come up with?
Well, this year we are doing a favorite of ours in the summertime is a gazpacho. And our take on it is really just getting a bunch of really great heirloom tomatoes, lots of garden vegetables and fresh herbs, and kind of marrying all these ingredients together and letting them, infuse their flavors. And then we strain it all. So it's just this really light, refreshing gazpacho. We have pickled shrimp and more chopped up garden vegetables in the soup as well.
Pickling the shrimp doesn't ruin it.
No. Think of it like ceviche.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. It's a good way to look at it.
All right. And so it's
cool,
it's,
and refreshing.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's not heavy.
No, not at all.
Is it even like an appetizer? Is this something that sets the table for something heavier later?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a good way to start the evening for sure.
Sheila Lucero, executive chef of Jack's Fish House and Oyster Bar. You were telling me you've been with Jack's for a while, and I'm like not really believing you. you have a youthful appearance. Oh, how'd you get into doing this thing in the kitchen?
Yeah, my dad is a great cook, and I never really knew that I wanted to cook professionally for a long time, and was a soccer player for a lot of years. And when I couldn't play soccer any longer, kind of fell into the restaurant business, and it clicked. It was that replacement, the adrenaline, everything was this kind of my replacement for soccer. So
has Jack's ever been on television? Those crazy people ever come in there? And you don't have time for that.
We like radio.
Yeah, good.
Oh, well, they say the pictures are better on radio.
Yeah.
So you carry around in your backpack there. You got your knives in that little case of knives. That's what chefs do. I think you need a license to carry that around. The intensity of the soccer field and the intensity of the kitchen, you said adrenaline,
yeah.
Pacing, a lot of communication. Is it as dysfunctional as it is on TV? We love it on TV. It's like madness.
Yeah, it can be. But you know, I think for us, it's controlled chaos.
It's good.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and a lot of communication.
Absolutely.
In on a busy afternoon or a busy evening.
Mm-hmm. Tons of communication.
Yes, chef. No, chef. Is that?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Sounds like a song coming on. Controlled chaos. I like that.
Now, Chef Sheila Lucero with Jack's Fish House and Oyster Bar, what is your philosophy of New Orleans cuisine? So much great cuisine comes out of the Crescent City.
It's a huge inspiration for us. I mean, that was kind of how Jack started. We had a huge New Orleans presence on our menu. That's kind of evolved since then. But I know for us, as the chefs of Jack's, we travel there often, and it's always been a huge inspiration. For food, there's just so much history there, and I could go on and on about the food.
Well, this
or
year,
sit down for a plate.
That's true. And it's interesting. A lot of times you have these really elaborate descriptions of things that are being done to really, you know, basically almost get people salivating, you know, build it, you know. And then when you taste it, you just go, wow, this is good. Boom. And then you have two or three more and everything. and because it's new at New Orleans, you have that whole sense of the bottom line is how it hits you right off the top. And it's the same way with the music, as you know. This year with our music, our New Orleans theme, the New Orleans Rhythm Review, it's all kind of ties in together. The other thing I want to say is we really appreciate Jack's and all the other restaurants who are participating in Balestrieri because they donate. You donate your time, your effort, the food, everything for hundreds of people every year to make sure that the KUVO signature fundraising event is a success. And for that, we can't thank you enough.
Thank you. It's a fun event. We love doing it.
When Jack's with locations in Boulder, Denver, Glendale, Fort Collins, and coming up in Kansas City.
Yes, Kansas City in September.
JacksFishHouse.com, the website. Their executive chef, Sheila Lucero, joins us from Jack's. Thanks for joining us this
morning.
Thank you. All right. Et c'est le bon temps roulé, as they say.